True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8:43, 17 before 9. He was a hero during Katrina and remains so for a lot of us after. Russell Honoré, retired Army Lieutenant General, joins us now. Good morning, General. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How we doing in New Orleans? We ready for the hurricane?
Well, let's hope they don't have one. We're ready for football is what we're ready for, and let's hope that's all we have to get ready for. Let me ask you this. You remember being here when I stood on top of the table and we took our picture together?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
never forget
it. It's the only way we get our heads in the same frame. General, let me say this right out. You're a 37-year Army veteran. You're general in the United States Army, hero during Katrina. You can't say that all of a sudden General Honoré doesn't know what he's talking about or all of a sudden his credentials go down a drain because you don't agree with what he has to say. And I just wanted to get that out there because I think sometimes people tend to morph their opinion about what people are or who they are as a result of what they say. And sometimes maybe the truth hurts. So tell me your feelings on the National Guard being deployed to cities. And I know Ann Kirkpatrick, the police chief, said she'll take all the help she can get. But give me your thoughts in general and then specifically for New Orleans.
Well, specifically for New Orleans, we saw during the terrorist attack and the follow-on preparation for the Super Bowl and the Mardi Gras, we did have National Guard deployed to New Orleans under the authority of the governor. And by all reports, they did a good job in calming people down. It was a national security event declared by the Department of Homeland Security, and we had a lot of federal police as well as the National Guard patrolling. People were somewhat concerned based after the terrorist attack, and then we had two big events come in, Mardi Gras and the Super Bowl, and the National Guard performed admirably from all the reports I saw, and the events happened by and large without incident. So it's been done before. We got in New York. We got the governor of New York uses National Guard to patrol the subway systems to keep people calm, stop some of the obvious, most obvious things happening in and around those critical infrastructure. What I think about bringing them to New Orleans is two things happening here, Tommy. One of them is the president's proclivity to use the National Guard as a force he can send anywhere, anytime he wants. The problem is the National Guard is owned by the governors.
Mm-hmm.
And when you deploy them, that scenario worked in D.C. because he's got the supreme authority in D.C. under the home rule. The big pushback is bringing National Guards from other states into D.C., and that's being challenged. The deployment to L.A. has been challenged, and the initial rule has been made that was an improper deployment. The situation in Chicago is totally different in deploying National Guard to a state that don't want them there. but a state that, and a city with a crime issue. But the second prong of this is an opportunity to bring in additional deportation authorities to deport people. So you got two things happening, a willing community in terms of the governor to reduce crime, but the governor could do this anytime he wants. He owns the National Guard. Mm-hmm. He does not need the federal government to tell him to do it. What he gets if the president offers them is that the federal government will pay for the Louisiana Guard to patrol the streets of New Orleans. And I'm not sure that's the look we want to sustain National Guard patrollers. New Orleans is a destination city where people come to get married, party, and have a good time. I'm not sure what that look like if we have the National Guard walking up and down Bourbon Street all the time.
You know, it's interesting, General, if I might jump in for a second, that you say that, because even before the Super Bowl in Mardi Gras, they had the Sugar Bowl immediately after the attack. And I walked from our building down Porter Street to the Dome, and there were God knows how many law enforcement officials. Nobody had a gun up. They were all pointed down, going to what you said after Katrina. And I'm just trying to think to myself how I would feel if that was a presence all the time. I did feel immensely safe, but yet, I don't know. Tell me about the Guard themselves. Is there a typical Guard soldier that you could describe, or an amalgam of a Guard soldier? And is it just the presence that deters crime? Does the presence deter crime? Are they cops? Tell me the story of the National Guard soldier.
Well, they're your neighbors. Mm-hmm. They're your neighbors. They're your cousins. They're citizen soldiers who are not necessarily designed to be told 48 hours, hey, you're going to Washington, D.C., for an undetermined amount of time. They didn't sign up for that. They signed up to protect their local community, and when called on by the president, they deploy overseas. As you remember, Katrina, Louisiana National Guard was patrolling the streets of Baghdad, and they did it in an admirable way and came back home with their reputation. They did a good job. But to be called up and said, 2 days, we're sending you to D.C., they weren't designed to be that kind of response force, particularly when there's not a real emergency in that the local government still maintains civil control of their community. And I can't say New Orleans is a crime emergency right now. I think the police are doing the best they can, but the New Orleans police could be funded through the legislature, which give them bigger part of the tax in New Orleans, where they need 500 more police officers, as many have assessed, to be able to deal with the crime issues in the street. But the National Guard would be a band-aid. It won't be a fix for the sustained security of the city and to continue to reduce crime. And the community policing that was funded by the federal government, money, those programs have gone away because of the big, beautiful bill. They're no longer funded. So more funding to the New Orleans police, more boots on the ground, because right now a lot of New Orleans police are expending a lot of overtime just to make ends meet and the call up of the reserves to be able to meet the demands of the city. The National Guard is not the long-term solution for the city. And the governor could call up his guard anytime he wants under state authority to go in and assist. But they can't be what they're being used for in D.C. as props at national monuments, not necessarily with the authority to do anything in D.C. But inside Louisiana, the governor has the authority to give them limited capacity to assist law enforcement in terms of detaining people. But we don't need the president to do that if it's a real emergency. I think we might have more murders in Baton Rouge now than per weekend than we have in New Orleans. And equal is considered by Shreveport and Monroe.
General, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I get a lot of text about this, and I'm gonna just to ask you, because you're a general in the Army, and you know, I get texts from people, and some people call it Trump derangement syndrome. Some people call it Trump derangement syndrome if you say anything negative about the president at all. And I thought this is American, and I've said negative things about just about every president we've had. But like when you go to confession, I've also done positive things, said positive things about the president. So here's the deal. People are concerned that the president is slowly...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tactfully, tactful, what's the word? That'd be what, tactfully, whatever it is, tactically, staging National Guard troops in cities, and that he's not going to get out of office when it's time to run for his third, for a term, because he can't run for a third term, or he's going to refuse to relinquish the office. That way, National Guard will be controlled. You're a general in the Army. For people that are concerned about that, and I just want to address it. I'm not giving it any credence. I'm just addressing it because I get texts and emails about this. What would you say to people who are worried about that?
Vote. Vote is the response, and have faith that the Constitution will hold and that the Supreme Court will do their job in putting a check on the executive branch, because much of the rhetoric that comes out of the White House can alarm people that he's trying to use the National Guard as a Republican Guard operate at his whim. The problem is the National Guard belong to the governors, mm-hmm. not to the president. They can be mobilized, and if they are mobilized by the president, then they become Title 10. They're like active duty troops, and people are scared as hell of that scenario that played out in California, regardless of what you think about it, that any given time the president can send in the Marines or mobilize the 82nd Airborne to go into a city and impose his will on that city. And people should be concerned about it, but the biggest thing we can do is vote. Get up and vote. And
do you have any real concerns with your experience? Do you have any real concerns that that's a possible scenario?
I say it's a scenario that people should be concerned about.
Okay.
Because not by what he's doing, but what he says. But you got to judge him by what he do, not necessarily what he says. We want to see our country prosper. Everybody want to reduce crime, but every major city is short police. If you want to do that, get more police, number one. Number two, make sure you've got the social programs in place to address the target group of criminals, those that are pushing drugs, pushing contraband, and shooting people. Make sure they are targeted properly and they have enough judges to take them to court and deal with them. And deal with the underlying issues that create these conditions where you've got young people involved in the contraband economy and they got guns. In Louisiana, anybody can have a gun anytime, anywhere, even in the French Quarter. The only place you can't take a gun in Louisiana is in Tiger Stadium. And that's a crying damn shame.
Or a bar.
Proliferation of guns.
Or a bar room. Thank you, General. I appreciate your time and the insights. I do. Russell Honore, retired lieutenant, Army Lieutenant General. You can go to WWL.com. You can see what Newell has to say about this. You can see what Jeff Asher had to tell me about this. You can go back and listen to the interview with the general. It'll be posted in a couple of minutes. You can make up your own mind. We're just trying to give you all angles of it. 855, 5 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.